It's your boy Wild Tuna, S&M Podcast, brought to you by Hip Hop since 1987. I'm here with the legends and the beautiful Armani, Nani, and my bro Jay Huff in the building. So we're going to jump right in, man. We're going to ask about y'all first. Y'all introduce yourself, where we're going to follow y'all and what y'all do. We're going to start with the ladies first, Armani.
Hi, everybody. My name's Armani. You can follow me on Instagram at Armani underscore exchange. Armani spelled A-R-M-A-N-E-E underscore exchange. I'm a model. I'm a dancer. I teach dance. And yeah, it's kind of about it. That's all I do.
Nani?
What up, y'all? It's Nani for Nani from the 215, the north side. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at N-A-N-I-E-P-U-N-A-N-I-E official. I just started recently. I want to be a body influencer. I want girls to learn to love themselves and not have to think that there's an ideal image that you have to be. And that's all it is.
Word. My bro, Jay Huff.
What's the deal, man?
What's up, man? You know the people know you, babe. Introduce the world.
My name is Jay Huff. You feel me? I'm the voice of the streets. You dig me?
Right. Running it up.
I got
the records dropping, man. Yeah, videos sure. dropping. I mean, Hip Hop is 1987. For sure. Shout out to my sponsors. Y'all see them lined up. Baked and fucked. They got the infused goods. We got the cookies. We got the sex lubes. Got everything. We got the crossfades. Actually, we're going to take a shot to open up the show real quick of the crossfades from Baked and Fucked. So y'all can get y'all shots ready. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not drinking tonight. Unless you're going to drink tonight. I don't know. But we're going to toast to a good show. Episode 2.
Y'all know I gotta know what's going on.
So our sponsor got alcohol infused with THC. You know what I'm saying? It's called Crossfades.
Oh yeah, swing that to me.
Grab one right there, man.
Grab one right there.
Anyone you want.
Henny, me. We ain't even gonna play with it.
Chaser, you cool?
Yeah, I want all.
Grab the chaser to go.
For sure.
We in there.
We ain't going no way.
Go shake that joint up first. You know what I'm saying? Get it right.
Let me get in on the toast too.
Let's get right.
You know what I mean?
To a good show, episode 2. You know the vibe. So yeah, man. So we gonna dive right in.
They hit you.
We gonna dive right in. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. First question of the day, man. Right, first question of the day. Relationship criteria. Everybody got their own thing. I need to know your number one thing that you need in a relationship. It's like, if we don't got this, it's not gonna work. We're gonna start with Armani.
Oh God. I guess like if we don't got trust, cause like I be shooting and I be kind of half naked sometimes. And I don't need you at home bitching about, can we curse?
Yeah, say whatever you want.
I don't need you at home bitching. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, so trust. So that mean you be going in your man phone, like y'all have open passwords and all that. So like y'all trust each other.
No, I don't want to go through your phone.
Okay,
that's
so you just all the way trust. It's just like if you doing
If you going to do something, I'm going to find out regardless.
Word. How you going to find out?
It's going to come to, the truth always going to come out.
Yeah. Ooh, she said that like.
It do.
She ain't gonna tell us how she really found out, huh?
She got sources.
right.
It just, I don't know. Maybe I do.
What about you? What's your number one thing? She probably got like 100.
I do. Ain't easy dealing with 90 for 90.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well.
Well, since she said trust, I'm going to say faithful. Because you can have trust in someone, but they could still cheat on you. And I understand where you're coming from. But I want to know now. I don't want to know when I'm 10 years deep, we about to tie the knot, and I find out you got a baby on the way. That's just not going to dig with me. Now I'm going to have to go crazy. And I got a clean record. So I ain't trying to waste on nobody's son.
Oh, my goodness. So what if you in a relationship, you really love him, you're about to get married, and that situation does happen? Is that a deal breaker then? Like, what if he just slipped up one time? You never, like, have you ever cheated before? You ever cheated?
No, if you ask me, no.
Right. Yeah. Negative. I only had one boyfriend. I never cheated.
Black men don't cheat, so I don't even got to ask my bro here.
I hate when I
feel
sick.
Good night.
You feel me?
So that's a deal. Y'all been through life together, 10 years deep, and he just slipped up.
It all depends. I'm not going to sit here and be like, nah, because, you know, like.
Oops.
I don't want to bite my words. You know what I'm saying? But nobody's perfect. It all depends on the situation and, you know, what we've been through and what I think you could handle and all that extra shit. But
you ain't telling me you ain't do nothing in 10 years. I'm just different type.
But what about you, bro? So, like, what about you? Like, 10 years later, you found out wifey done slipped up and did some silly shit.
Oh, I'm gone. I'm
you see
boy.
What I mean? Like, I feel like that's exactly why.
Yeah. No, it's different, though.
Like, no, it's not different.
I feel
why?
As though I'm the...
Because you a guy.
I'm the ticket. Like, I don't care if you leave.
And I'm the golden ticket, too, in this relationship. Man,
like,
you know, it's I'm the lucky one.
I kind of feel the same way, though.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, so, like, I guess... We all out.
Yeah. I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm
That's
out.
Solid.
Too.
That's solid. That's solid. I guess. But what if you married already?
It's out.
It's different for niggas though. Like girls don't understand.
No, yeah, you guys don't understand.
They don't understand. It's different for niggas. It's like,
yeah.
It's not even. You're not even attractive no more. Like.
Are y'all, like, do y'all see
it's
that?
It's the same for y'all.
Exactly.
It's the exact same for y'all.
Yeah,
and then we go
ain't.
Into that whole trust thing. Like, how can I trust you all? I got to start all over again with you. Like, do I want to do that? Like, that's 10 years of me trusting you. Now I got to start all over again?
I don't trust nobody anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so then, but yeah, if you already don't trust him, you're already expecting the worst. So you're expecting the worst, so you're going to deal with it?
I don't think trust nobody don't mean I'm expecting the worst. That just mean I'm always on point. Like, you feel me?
So what would be your number one thing? That's the deal breaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm different, boy. Somebody get your number, I'm out. Yeah. I'm too valuable. Like, I can't even. Like, you just might as well just go ahead.
So you just like, you can't, as long as you're shorty, don't talk to nobody, she cool. That's your thing.
Yeah, just go ahead.
That's solid.
Because it's like, you already
you don't open up no doors. Like, yeah, like, you don't open up no doors to slip up.
You feel me?
I just feel as though it's a two-way street. If you want to go one way, then you got
for sure.
You got me. Baby.
I always be starting off like that though. Like I'ma just start off on some straight faithful shit. Like you do one thing, I don't care if I stay. Yeah, it's on. From that moment on, it's on. I don't give a fuck if we go 10 years.
Ten years down the line.
Yeah. Why you got caught talking to her and in 2009 you was
So you won't need the past in the past is what you saying.
It ain't always is the future.
Listen, man, ain't no clean records, don't expunge nothing out here. Yeah, you don't get no expunges.
So what about
would y'all expunge us? Yeah, I ain't giving us no clean records.
I mean it depends.
What?
Yeah. No baby. I'm over here saying nothing.
When
cut
she bring that up, it's over. You feel me? Like she will hit you with that. So, but I'm a nut if I hit you with that. You didn't know.
So, have you been cheated on the state?
Yeah, like a dummy. Yeah.
But so you know.
But you live and you learn, babe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm single now.
Okay.
You single too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Solid. Two single ladies in the building.
Yeah.
That's a good joint. We in a good place. You're not in a good place. You're in a good place, but it's not a place. You know what I'm saying? We chilling. So you stayed. So why'd you stay, and why'd you think you done for staying? Because they did it again?
I stayed because I put so much into it. It was like, I ain't do all this for you to just play
me sex
like
good?
This.
It was just like, the sex was good.
I mean, yeah, the sex
See,
was good.
She was going to tell me all this wrong ass
That's
shit.
That's the main reason.
I wasn't ready.
Gonna have a whole script ready.
And you could have just told us that the sex was good. That's
it was good. That was a plus, but no, I put too much into it.
Okay. Why'd you put a lot into it?
Because I thought that person was down for me. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't.
You got cheated on the state?
Absolutely not.
You lying.
I'm not lying. I went through one relationship my whole life and we
Oh, you only been one relationship?
One relationship. That's it. That's why I'm not in a relationship now.
Okay.
Because I feel as though...
How long did that... That was a... was that?
Since I was like 16, I lost my virginity to him and all.
Yeah.
That was a... We had like a good relationship. You know, sometimes things ain't meant to me. We left in like in a good situation. Like ain't none of us cheat on each other and none of that shit. So that's mainly the reason why I'm still single. Because I feel as though he showed me how it is to be truly loved and truly like care for and want your presence. That I'm just like... If... The next nigga can't uphold to his fucking, to how he treated me. Now I'm gonna look like a dummy because he's gonna be like, bitch, look at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you always gotta upgrade in a relationship. After
no, you have to upgrade because if you downgrade, you just look like the dummy.
You're right. But what if, you know, you ever go, so you only been in one relationship, like.
One relationship.
So you just out here now, though. You just chilling.
I'm doing
living
me.
Living your best life.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what's up. So you're a body influencer, so. What do you influence? Like, explain that for people who don't know.
So So I feel as though now and day, especially like social media being like a big part of it, these girls feel as though you need to have either a flat stomach with a big ass or nice size titties, or you need to be thick as hell to be like pretty and be like goals.
I think as fellas,
right,
we can speak on that.
For sure.
We don't really care.
But you guys don't make it seem like y'all don't care, because what y'all post majority of the time.
But you guys see what we mean liking.
You gotta think what y'all like. That's what y'all like too.
Exactly.
No, so not, y'all you like
guys,
that too though.
You guys don't promote.
You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is.
See.
That social media shit, it really, really control y'all mind, because it's like, how do you think that I really like that when I love you, or I just fuck or, with you? Like,
but how can you? How can I feel like you love me if you? That's all you're posting. You know what I'm saying?
But who is
you,
that?
You better
what
be
type of niggas do y'all deal with to where though that's all they posting?
Posting,
because I don't post those girls. I might see a Instagram model on my timeline. Damn, she fine.
I don't be posting. They be liking. I be seeing.
But you be liking.
Or comment, thirsty as fuck. Like, damn, let me taste that. Like, though, is you going to post that in front of a girl with my type of body? We're red. Don't.
If, I mean, once or twice. I ain't going to lie.
It's not.
I do it for different reasons.
You got to think, though. It's like, you got to be honest. Like, this girl, like, all right, in this picture, she might just look damn near better than everybody on my timeline right now.
Shout out to her.
Damn, shout out to her. Like, damn, what she do wrong for looking this good?
They're trying
right
to
now
do that to y'all own bitches. Mm-hmm.
Who? Because, listen, that's the difference. So, we don't want y'all to be out there. Like, that's us. They are.
That's what
there.
I'm saying.
We got to hold on.
You think I don't know like that these Instagram models is real?
I don't like that.
You don't want to be protected?
I don't think like that. I'm different type bull.
You out there with the wolves right now.
I'm telling you now, you ain't never messing nobody like me. I'm different type bull.
You just
gonna be just a thinking ass girl.
You might. So your girl don't got social media?
No, she do.
Oh, she do.
Yeah,
but it's like limited.
No, it's like you my girl. You do what you like. You know what's right and what's wrong. We not.
Mm-hmm. So what they saying, I guess what y'all saying is y'all boyfriends didn't like post y'all on their pages.
Oh, excuse me.
I didn't say that.
Oh. Right. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
so what y'all mad for? What's going
I'm
on?
I'm trying to influence
right, like,
girls to love themselves, because right, not a lot of girls have the same mindset as me or she does. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, some girls are insecure about this, and you real also bad don't know what
oh,
they
yeah
went through. Like,
but confidence is like inside.
But listen,
though.
Listen
to me,
though.
But it's bad now. Y'all don't
I
really
went through
realize
bullying when I was younger, so it was hard for me to be
so that's
confident
our
in
fault
myself.
No, it's not your
it's
fault.
It's not your fault, but you know.
Like,
yeah, I had niggas and bitches bullying me, so it was hard for me to love myself. That's the whole reason of why I started all
before I was like a popping rapper around the city, like all this little stuff that's going on. Like, when I was the young little trap nigga in a bando wearing the same Adidas pants and all that every day, I was still confident as shit. Like, I didn't look at the niggas who I'm in videos with now, where I'm doing songs with now, we all on the same time. I wasn't looking at them like, damn, it's like discouraging. I'm looking at them like, you know what I mean? The ball gonna come to, like,
right,
you feel me?
Right.
Like,
yeah, you gotta carry it. How
it's
you get
it's
it
everything like
that. Shout out to you, but not everybody has that mindset. Not
everybody
built with that
timing
mindset.
Is,
so
is,
that's why I'm here.
Like,
I'm trying to
right,
help
right,
these people.
That's what you do. That's what you pushing. And so what you working on? You got a website you working on? You doing what you
no,
got?
No. So I want to start doing merch, and my goal is by the end of the year to have a what do you call that? A event, a woman empowerment event. Because I'm also all about woman empowerment too. So I want to have an event by the end of the year,
right,
that has like bringing all these different business people and have like a little fashion show with all different type of body structures, not just flat stomach with a big ass, or not just a BBW. Like, I've just had all types of different girls follow my brand.
Okay, I'm invited.
Yeah, sure. Y'all
invite me too.
I'm about to say yeah, and I got models for you. What's up?
Yeah, all body types.
All body types.
Yes, ma'am.
I got
you.
And she know how to dance. She got the dances. She gonna have the choreography.
I got all body type dancers too. What's up?
You gotta let me bring my friends, man. They gonna be all comfortable, man.
She got all the dancers.
They gonna be comfortable.
Dancers, models, what's up?
And she got all the events. So we in there, and the pros gonna pull up with the gas.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And the cameras and the lights is lit. You know what I mean? That's the good vibe. So you got the dancing thing going on. How you get into that?
I used to put on shows in my living room like album. So like when I was growing up, I think my first album I got was Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot which one it was.
So you was doing TikTok before it was even a TikTok?
No, I was putting on shows. I wasn't doing a little minute clip videos. I was putting on shows, performing the whole album.
Oh, yeah?
So my dad was like, okay. He knew a couple people on the street, and they was like, put her in dance. And that's how it started.
Look,
that's what's up. Alicia Keys fire too.
Facts.
When she first came out, right?
She fire.
She about to drop an album, man. I just wrote an article up for her, man. Check out the website, Hip Hop Since 1987. Alicia Keys dropping an album real soon. Yeah, I think fire. It's gonna be lit, man. She did her thing at the awards. You know what I mean, hosting the Grammys, right? That's what she did, the Grammys. Yeah, I didn't even watch it. I was supposed to be in tune. I didn't even watch the Grammys. I ain't gonna hold you.
Wow.
I just watched the recap.
Slacking.
I fucked up, right? Imagine.
I mean, I don't blame you though. The Grammys is kind of boring. That's the white people
land
one.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
I need one of them.
My bro, I was about to say, he about to be up in this joint. Look, I'm going to vote for you when I get my shit on the Grammy Academy. I'm going to vote for you, bro. So you got some records coming in. So yeah, let's go to the next topic, man. A lot of people say oral sex is, you know, a hit or a miss in relationships. Have you ever been in a relationship with a guy who was not into oral sex?
In a relationship, no.
Or even talked to a guy? Right. You ever meet somebody who wasn't in it?
In a relationship, no.
That you can't. Can you even be in a relationship?
Exactly.
People have. There's a lot of people who really don't.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like wild. I'm not. Like you not. And I'm not. And we go. We don't.
Okay.
That's new to me.
It's a thing. I think, who was it? It was somebody. Somebody was just on Breakfast Club not too long ago talking about. I can't remember.
I know DJ Khaled said he don't.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Khaled, see,
we might be in a relationship because you the only girl that I'm doing this to.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, yeah, what's the whole point of a relationship?
Like, I didn't see that before. Like,
they just not. They're not letting it pop up. No.
Not in a relationship. Like.
What if you had everything you wanted?
Somebody else.
Every single thing.
That's not everything I want.
She gonna get ate up somewhere else.
That's not exactly. That's not
trust
everything.
Trust and believe, bro.
Would you go though? Like, what if you? So you would not be in that relationship?
No, I can't. I can't be fully faithful to that person.
What if he said, "All right, you get a hall pass because I don't do it because people wanted that too."
I mean, giving
them hall passes and shit.
Hall pass. What does the hall pass include?
You know the hall pass? Y'all know what the hall pass is?
No.
Oh. Y'all know what the hall pass is?
A hall pass, yeah.
What kind of freaky shit?
I did, we on the S&M podcast.
You really are right.
That's music. True.
But no.
Last week we had someone who allows their husband to do whatever they want as long as they let them know. Or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Let's call it a hall pass. You just gonna do whatever.
Oh.
What school giving out these hall passes?
What is going on?
What is going on?
They out here.
Oh, man. That's new.
So I just told y'all some shit, hall pass. Maybe I might.
I mean, I don't need that.
I'm from the whole selfish type of, you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, I'm from the whole...
It's a lot of sharing going on out here.
Yeah,
everything.
And that's why
every
we got the nasty things going around out
here. We from that.
You think it's that though?
Yes, everybody is sharing each other. Tinder, everybody looking for a unicorn.
Tinder be popping sometimes, right?
Yeah, I don't got one.
I don't got one either. It used to pop, but I had one.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd be on there, but when I was
on there,
unicorn, huh?
I'm playing.
That's crazy.
All I seen was
but
unicorn.
I just got a comment about the oral sex thing. I was messing with somebody that didn't like going down, and I came at him. I was like, "The fuck, nigga? Because if I'm getting you this, mama, hey, you about to give me that shit
right.
The fuck return? Like, it ain't no insane average shit.
But
what?
So,
but
you know the
head
is bomb. The head is bomb.
My head. Yo, stop. Put some respect on my name.
I'm just saying, because
like,
some people say
you better fucking get my records.
Whoa,
like,
whoa. Some people say it. You know
no,
saying,
I'm not like
respect.
These other girls. I don't even like talking too much. I just like, you know what I'm saying? I like to prove where my mouth is. But he made me he made me realize when I first lost my virginity, I didn't like giving head. Mm-hmm. So he made me realize
you
like
start like giving head.
When I found out I was really a freak. He made me realize, he was like, if it was a female, she ain't like giving head, and we had to respect it, so why can't you respect it for me? I'm like, You know, that's real shit. Cause I'm not, I like equal. You know what I'm saying? With men and women. So when he said that to me, I was like, Dion, like, you spitting real shit. Because it is true. Like, if a female be like, I don't like head, I don't like giving head, and then they go like this or then he an asshole. But if we was to do it, then we can be assholes. What's good for the kettles is good for the corn.
I dig it. I respect it. Cause I'm gonna do it too. I have no argument. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I actually met a guy that was like, my girl only give me head like twice. And like they've been together for years, and they've been like, I know legit that they've been faithful to each other. And like, he get,
if I would have told you that, I would have told you, my, she only gave me head twice, and 99 other bitches gave me head twice this week. Kidding me? I'm ain't no way. Like, you is you going crazy? It's to the point where I just need random sucks. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
But you gotta make compromises in a relationship. Like, if we serious, then if I gotta cough that one thing up and everything else is good, then why not? You know what I'm saying?
But like, I'm with you. Like, I'm like, how we even gonna fuck with each other if we can, like, god damn.
Then it comes down to the, can you sexually satisfy me? I mean, if you digging me down good and you hitting my spots, then, you know what I'm saying?
Why would somebody cuff somebody that don't, can't, like, I can't even, I'm not even coming. Yeah, like, that's part of me. That's just me. Like, that's a part of it. Like, that's, that play a major part, you feel me? Like, it gotta be a little, nice little, something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Damn, you feel me? Like, damn, your girl might not be the best bitch that suck your dick. You feel what I'm saying? Right. But
she got a little something else.
She got a little, her shit like 70%. You feel what I'm saying?
He said 70%. It could've been,
but
funny.
Then when she bends it over, it's like 100%. Right. So it
right. So that's where you got, it's a, everybody compromise somewhere. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody compromise. You know
what I'm saying? It should be different.
So would your boyfriend say, what did he like better, your head or your pussy? What did he like better?
You know, when I used to be in high school, somebody asked his name. He was like, because I'm Puerto Rican Dominican. Okay. He was like, what you like better, Puerto Rican or Dominican? He was like, well, Dominican give that crazy ass head, and Ricas know how to throw that shit back. And she was like, well, my friend was like, well, what's you, Nani? I'm like, I'm both ass, so I can't fix. I think I'm like good in both areas.
So you good? Okay. Solid.
Well, I don't think I've been told. Okay. Let's get that right.
Okay. What about you? What have you been told? What have you been told?
I mean, I don't like to talk.
You don't like to talk? No. You just turn up.
Yeah.
You just turn up.
You see my Instagram.
Mm. I seen the Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drink to that. But yeah, solid. Okay. So what about girls? You like girls?
I hate when people ask me this, because I feel as though if I tell them I like girls, they be like, oh, so you gay or you bi? Like,
no,
I don't like putting a label on anything.
We ain't putting no labels on nothing here. This is the S&M podcast.
I like all I want to know. Bad bitches. Like I said from the beginning, I'm a woman empowerment, so I like all bitches. Like, okay. And you like positive, and you know, you pretty and you a good vibe, then I like you. Have I done anything with a girl? Not yet. I'm still finding for that good one. But eventually.
Never done that one.
No, I want to. But you know, like, I'm a little picky, so.
Be very picky, because girls are weird.
Yeah. And you know, I heard bitches break hearts worse than niggas, so I be damned.
Damn. So what's your type of girl then?
I don't know, because I like different. I like I could like a stud, but it's like you gotta be a certain type. Like, you gotta be like a pretty stud, and I like femmes. But then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's for me mostly like the vibes, and then they gotta do a little bit.
So
you're
not picky. You talking about the vibes? Anybody can have the vibes and shit.
But then it goes with the looks too. You can't just have the vibes, because I have to be sexually attracted to you.
Okay.
But your vibe gotta be there too.
Okay. I think that's everybody. Like, that's. You gotta be both. Like, we not just out here slinging dick to everybody.
But like, I could like one thing, one girl. All right, this could be two girls, and they could have the same thing. And I might like one. Like, all right, it could be two studs, and one of them could have, both of them could have braids, and I might like the braids on one of them, not like on the other girl.
Okay, okay, solid. Okay, something like, okay, so you picky like that.
Yeah.
But you got options though.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I like pretty girls. I'm not gay or nothing, but like, I've been with girls here and there, but.
Yeah. What was your best experience with a girl? Like, what did you like about being with a girl?
I heard they get the best head. Yes! See, that's what I'm gonna be.
They just understand it better than guys.
So tell us how, then. We don't fucking know. It's been 100 billion
I mean, they
years.
A female. They know what feels good.
Right. That's what tell us. Say, yeah.
You gotta tell us.
I don't like to talk. You just gonna have to, like.
Boy, somebody, you tell us.
I ain't never had a bitch, but see, once now, I do, I'll let y'all know. Don't fucking complain. Only because I let you know, because y'all need help.
Don't be fucking complaining then. If we doing it wrong, don't complain. If you ain't. We
show y'all. I mean, it's not that y'all doing it wrong, but I mean, let's go. They the best.
Look, babe, this is what I like.
I think they saying, like, they probably saying, like, since it's the same, like, gender, is like
they
she
know.
Might know what
she
spot
know.
They
yeah,
she got that spot herself. Like, you feel
yeah.
me?
That's a weak excuse.
I mean,
it's, what do you mean it's a
it's
weak
hurt
excuse?
By that.
It's
a poor excuse.
But that's not explaining nothing to us, because that's like
that's from, for that's, one of them to
I
explain
gotta
it to
know
you.
From
I don't
you.
Do that.
I can't know from that theory. Like, oh, you go by that. Like,
what?
I mean, I don't go down on girls. So
no, I'm not.
I can't explain it to nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
So what was? Tell us about your experience.
What do you mean?
What was your fun experience that you had?
I was barely drunk. That's I mean, that was the experience. That's all I remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and
right.
I mean,
and she remember, good. And she was really drunk.
The head was good, was and I was drunk. That was about it.
It was a classic.
That had to be real good, because you was drunk, you remember.
Right. Yeah. You drunk and you remember something. That's a classic. Like
yeah.
That's like,
all
right.
I remember.
Yeah. So what's a turnoff then? So what's one of your turnoffs if you know from off rip? But you
from
know
what? Oral sex?
Yeah.
Teeth. Come on, bro. You know what
like
I'm talking about. Teeth make me damn near be like,
it's
up,
over. It's over.
Man. Like, it's
you
like,
only get two strikes.
That's
over
what
here.
I'm saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying, you get two strikes. The first jaw, I'm gonna let
the
you.
The first
slide.
One, okay, I thought it was me because I'm saying, you know, you know what I mean.
The second jaw,
damn, like I might, you feel me?
I'm tell you.
Right. That's over.
You cannot do this.
I ain't even gonna tell you that. I'm just gonna be like, say something, like just get into a position. Like, you feel me? That whole.
Yeah, but sometimes it depends. Like, I don't even know if you're gonna be able
really?
To get it.
Y'all
if
be
you
having
can.
Girls. Oh, I feel bad for y'all.
Because y'all don't know how to do it either sometimes.
I excuse you.
How you know?
I mean, I was taught. That's the one thing I got from my ex. Right,
so
he taught me
taught,
very
so
well.
You can't bless us with the same thing. So y'all don't be giving back. Y'all don't support us, brothers, for real.
I just said no.
I watch porn. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I watch porn. I'm gonna get this shit the fuck right.
Yo, so then, all right, cool. So we gonna watch. But you can't really watch porn and learn how to eat pussy, can you?
I watch porn and learn how to suck dick. So
do you know how to eat pussy, though?
I feel as though, that's why I want a bitch. So once you wear my fucking tongue gay, I got a bitch. Because I feel as though if I suck dick good now, I should be able to eat a pussy right. And especially if I'm a girl.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a theory I got in my head. I gotta test it out.
Fuck it. Try it out. What do you think?
What do you mean what I think?
You think you good?
Yeah, I don't like to talk. I already said this.
I'm gonna ask you anyway.
I kinda like, you know, I got big lips, so I got the stereotype associated with me, and I live up to it. That's all I can say.
And in the trenches, we call them DSLs.
We do.
Yeah, I learned that phrase a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, solid. So tell us about what you plan to do in the future. Well, you want to do some modeling? You gonna be doing what you doing out here?
I mean, I want to do music videos. Like okay. That's like at the top of my list.
Hey, bro, when your next music?
I'm
video?
About to say to CMA.
What's
I'll
up?
Shoot you something on the gram.
I'm managing
something.
Right now. I'm gonna book her up. You know what I'm saying? We gonna lock her in. You know
what
I'm saying?
You manage say me? No I more. Mean, good to know.
No,
I didn't
but
know.
Yeah, but bro, no, for sure. Definitely though. Buzzing like plug no, yeah, in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you wanna do music videos and so what made you wanna be a video vixen, as they call it?
Ooh, duh. Like I was born in 1998, so you know, I grew up in that. You know, where
like
Erica Mena was coming up, Autumn was coming
era.
Up. So it was just Lauren London, like everybody. Yeah. I was just looking at them like, I want to do that. Yeah. Like, they're cute. I want to be like them.
That's a good vibe. She cute.
Yeah, rest in peace, Nip, man.
Rest yeah. in peace for sure.
All right. She was right.
So let's talk about what y'all listening to these days. What y'all twerking to? What you twerking to these days?
Megan.
Yes, Megan the motherfucker stallion.
Megan gets y'all in your bag.
Megan.
She
yes.
fire.
I love her. For the simple fact that she's all about woman empowerment.
Yeah.
Her and like Cardi, woman empowerment. Like they like down for everything.
I like that though. Like I like the whole hold.
And she like legit, like
sure.
really
yeah,
like
fire. You need that. It was always fire. Around. It's always good that she carrying yeah. the torch.
Hold up,
you
know I got a question. So since you said Cardi, so I'm guessing you don't like Nicki.
No. That's it. That's AB. I ain't their best friend now.
Oh, okay. I just gotta double check.
But
what's up with Nicki though?
What you mean what's up with Nicki?
What's up. She out here coming at my man Meek. Like, what's up with her?
Oh,
like,
my God. Here we go. They was both being childish. They was both being childish. They was both being childish.
They both miss each other. Say. You know, he used to eat her ass, so.
I bet he did.
I don't eat ass. I like my ass getting ate.
You eat ass. You like
speaking
ass
of this,
ate.
I just asked my Instagram friends.
I don't
this.
Know. Like, it's like,
you
I.
Like ass being ate.
I don't like it, but you know, I'm
you
not going
to like
stop.
You don't like getting your ass ate?
It feel weird to me.
Then you're not doing it right, baby. It's just a real. What if it like a wet tissue? Cause that's what some bitches say to me. I'm just like, baby.
No, it's not that. It's just
what
like
it's supposed to feel like.
It's supposed, yo. It's so orgasmic. Like, if you know the first time you ever got your pussy ate out real, real good. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Again.
So nobody even doing it right then.
Oh man, I pray.
Cause y'all
pray
ain't
right
telling nobody. So how you supposed to do it?
Chill. Hold on. Hold on. I ain't getting on. Oh, thank you, man. Watch them porn.
Y'all about to say y'all love. Y'all want some tutorials so bad.
Because we want to learn. We here to learn. We here to.
This ain't YouTube, though.
It's going on YouTube.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We want to learn.
That's what I'm saying.
You should have
like,
did this last
week. We need to learn from
I'm
going
to change the number to the nigga that ate my ass. How about that?
But she did a lot of crazy stuff.
I did see. I
yeah.
Saw.
It was a lot of stuff we couldn't do, you know.
Yeah. Wait, so I have a question. How do you clean your ass? Do you put your finger up your ass?
I have a detachable shower head, and it's, like, very powerful. It does the job very well.
So what did you do before you had that detachable? Did you not put your finger up your ass?
I mean...
I just asked my Instagram followers this thing. They all bitches on my ass. Yeah, you gotta make sure you get the crevices good.
I used to just bend over and like spread the cheese.
Salad.
No. I put a finger on my ass from the rip twice. One with soap, one with clean water.
So you supposed? I mean,
yeah, because you know, like sometimes the doodle don't come out fully. So you know, you gotta make sure you get all. The, and like I like get my ass ate, so you never know when the thing. You know what I'm saying? So I put the finger up the ass.
She said she vacuum clean that thing. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. At least you know it's clean. Ain't no residue
she
in there.
She hit him with the sprinkler.
Yo,
splash.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's not no sprinkler. Don't try to play me.
You know what I mean? She hit him up with the wet back, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
What made you think of that? Oh, because you was on the ass eating shit.
Yeah, you was exploring.
Because you a professional,
bro. No, I ain't say all that.
You be prepped, like.
Yeah, I be prepped because you never know, you know what I'm saying? You got to be prepared for everything.
Where's the craziest place you got your ass eating?
Probably somebody in my living room.
Wow. And somebody in my living room. That's terrible.
You ate pussy and bitch be squirting and nothing. At least in that ass, don't nothing come out.
You be squirting?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's slow down the questions.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna slow down.
Man, we need to know, like.
What?
You be squirting?
No, I have not found the right person.
For real? Oh my God. Can we go out so we can, like, I'm going to find someone for you. Yeah, I'm going to find someone to know how to eat that ass.
What?
Make you squirt. I feel as though not everybody's a squirt, but at least you got to squirt at least
everybody's
once.
Everybody's squirted from what I heard.
You got to squirt at least once.
Man,
that
shit
you haven't squirted right at all.
You
I
heard
feel
me?
Like I have, but no.
That shit is
that's
pee.
That's a bad joint.
OG. Yeah. Everybody squirted from what I hear.
Right. Like, so everybody got it, doesn't it?
So you were squirting, huh?
Yeah, it's fucking cat out the bag. Like.
So you were. It's user. So do your joint be like.
Yeah.
Or do it be like the. Like, which one is you? Because some of y'all.
Hey, yo.
Y'all be questionable. Some of y'all, you know what I mean?
It's about some of y'all.
Y'all be questionable. So, which one is you? You can tell the truth. Even if you is, I ain't gonna knock you.
It still tastes good either way, the fuck. But.
You tasted it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you nasty, dude.
Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah,
y'all.
Right.
Y'all don't like kiss y'all female after like she give y'all head
we
or
do
like
anything.
All right, so yeah, so if my nigga just ate me out, he come up and kiss me, I'm tasting my shit.
It's a good joke. So when you get there, let us
never
know.
Thought about it that way.
Uh-huh. What? You serious right now?
What? Like
you never thought of it that way?
No. I don't think our minds be like there like the way y'all's be.
They
like,
be on some.
Like y'all be on some. Like yo, y'all whole.
That's why they got
mind,
teachers.
Like are like to me like girls is like they whole mind be into sex. Like mm-hmm. my dick just be into sex.
Yeah. No, like, that really is
my
true.
My mind, like you feel me, unless yo. It's like my bitch and then it's like feelings. You feel what I'm saying? Like I done did something wrong. Damn, gotta go bust baby. Then like you know how that shit go. Or that's different. Now my mind into it. But like regular, if I'm just slinging, like you feel what I'm saying, it's just like
you're slinging.
My, you know what I'm saying, I'm just pulling out the blessings, hun. Boom, boom, boom.
Blessings, you feel me? Blessings.
On my behalf.
I mean, I'm not talking about you specifically, but guys like, be talking me? That, and it don't.
Let
even
me
be build, good.
Let me feel my like. You know what I'm saying, you see how she's check her compliments. You gotta check my shit. You feel me?
Yeah,
Mr. No Baptist ain't got no complaints. You hear what I'm saying? Like this is.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen. So,
yo.
Brock in the building. Shout out to OG in the building.
Shout out to OG Brock, man, for sure.
You know what I'm joining in this conversation. Do you fantasize about other men when you met your man? Do you ever do that?
Because
I know your
before.
Minds be wandering. So, who you thought about when you was with
him? I don't know. Like, it's not just any random. It's somebody that's been paying me attention or, like, doing something that my man's not doing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
and there's
deep.
Always somebody
see, that's
doing
cheating
what you're
in
not
my
doing.
Head. Have you told me that and we was together? That's cheating.
That's not telling you get your shit together?
No, that's telling me
no,
to
that's
leave.
Telling me you got too much
that's
time
sad.
On your hands to be dibble-dabbling with these other niggas and you fantasizing shit.
That's sad.
I feel like one, my bitch can see my thoughts.
The only way I'm fantasizing is if you blacking.
Have you ever done it while y'all fucking?
No. Well, if you my man, no.
What about you?
Yeah, she has.
No,
her.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought about.
I know what's going on over here. I really know what's going on over here.
Welcome to the party.
I thought about another nigga while I'm with another nigga. I ain't gonna probably, yeah.
You probably thought another females when you was with another
nigga. I thought about
too,
another
huh?
nigga for sure while I'm
fucking
think
about
another
female.
Listen.
Yo, she's a piece of shit.
Sure. She keeping it a G, man. That's
what right.
You
got, right.
You got to. Like,
listen, like, I always keep the shit
no,
up.
Today, if you ain't keeping it a G, you just going to be like, if you
what's
stuck
the
back
point?
Then, you going to be a hurt motherfucker.
What's
man?
The point,
like,
man.
You better get what's going on today. Like,
I told all these niggas, I keep that shit the
you
fuck
like, damn.
But I gotta, like, y'all was asking some questions, and y'all didn't kind of finish some of this stuff, because they said they like, were, like, great dick suckers.
Both of them.
So, yeah, right. Right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Now, I just want to know if y'all like your face painted.
No.
You
so
mean to tell
thing.
Me you're going to suck the skin off of it,
secret,
but you're not going to let it mm-hmm. splash you?
Yeah.
A lot of people wow. think that's disrespectful, but I just feel
I
like...
I sure
them.
Do. Wow. I sure
you
do.
Do.
That's
you
what
see,
it is.
Mess
I
up
don't.
Your makeup and shit?
No, it's not even shit. About messing up my makeup. Like, no, what is that?
You ever squirted in some... Well, you
But
yes, she had me, yeah.
But you nutted damn. In that girl's mouth, and it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, but that's in the mouth. That's not
that's
on my face.
You actually got to taste the shit, like, and swallow it, like...
But then
I think girls are more into
and
swallowing
in
these
eye,
days, though.
And all types of
it
other
don't get
stuff.
Your
yeah,
eyes.
But
it... knows how to aim.
Yo, it'll get them bumps off your face, that's for sure.
Yes! That's a secret! Oh, my God,
right.
It gets hard. Like if you go and put a face mask on, you leave it on for a little bit, and it needs your face leaving smooth as hell. Yeah, but bro. Make sure that.
Where did y'all get her from?
But like, here's the thing. These
she
niggas
nasty.
Are nasty.
She nasty as fuck.
She knows something.
Yeah,
that's not the first time I heard that before. Like.
Yeah,
I definitely
sure
heard
he's
that. Like,
and drinking good. Like
some
he
girls
can't be
growing
eating,
up.
Like, nasty.
About
like,
right,
yeah,
right, absolutely,
water.
Absolutely.
I tell my nigga, I be like, I need a facial, so make sure you drink water for the past 3 days.
Man,
and
eating pineapples,
yeah,
and
mangoes,
and you're yeah, right, mm-hmm. plenty
gotta
vegetables.
Fruit, baby, gotta eat the fruit.
Yeah, gotta
fuck
with the fruit, man. Gotta eat the fruit. So yeah, yep. So you swallowing everything though, no facials.
I get facials.
Oh, you like
both?
Well,
I'm
yeah,
the one that don't
both.
Get facials.
Yeah, she's over here fronting.
I'm not fronting. I don't like that.
If a nigga make you squirt, you gonna let him give you a facial?
You let
maybe.
Him.
Maybe.
You let him shoot
she's
it on you. What about your titties? Huh? Can he shoot it on your titties?
That's nothing. Like, that's blatant.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just asking. You don't want it on your face. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I just don't want it on my face.
They put it anywhere but their face.
Yeah.
That's corny.
No, I don't put it on
my face.
Like, you're going to
just get this up out of me.
You're going to swallow it, but you're like...
Yeah, just get this up out of me. Like,
yeah, right. You full of shit, too.
I'm so honest with you.
I mean, if the bitch, like, I mean, I don't mean to say, like, you mean, just, but, I mean, but if you picky, then it's like, oh, all right. If you want me to, you know what I'm saying, all right, come on. But other than that, just get this up out of me, please. The faster, the faster, the better. The faster, the better the compliment. Yeah. You feel me? Cause I done had a bitch get me out of here in like 3 minutes. I swear I'll never forget you. You feel me?
Shout out to her.
Right.
definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely
what,
follow
what
my guy.
What's the fastest?
Wait, cause it depends. Cause sometimes we be on a time limit, so we had no choice but to finish fast.
So you mean whether you had a choice or not? How fast was it?
Damn. I said under five.
Five.
For sure.
That's fast.
Because I was on my break.
Shout out to him. On the break.
What
up.
You mean?
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to
the He said close to my guy. So, he picked me up. We went to his house. He had the soap and the rag and the towel ready for me. I said, bet. I went in. I hopped in real quick. Shower.
Prepared
yeah.
for a That's fire.
Did he have it a bed in the bed? Yeah, like, yeah.
Goddamn. Right. He prepared.
What type of niggas you be dealing with?
Damn. I never thought of no shit like that.
Motherfucker, right. Freaky Jason.
Bro, dick sucks. Getting dick sucks is so random. It's just like, damn, he prepared for it. Like, that's thorough.
She must be special.
Them joints.
I ain't guessing.
Damn.
He brought a towel. He knew it was about to pop right. up. He brought like three towels.
Yeah.
But tell us about it. What happened?
What you mean? What happened?
What happened?
I washed
minutes.
My ass and I went to, be- to
no,
the
so
bedroom
you had 5 minutes.
Naked.
So like, how did this come about? You just like, yo, pull up, I'm horny.
Yeah, I was at work. Like, you give I was out booty my calls. Friend. I was like, out, yo, like I gotta bust his nut.
One or two.
Yeah. So you just called the booty call up, like, yo, pull up.
Yeah.
That's some real nigga shit.
Yeah. That's some
I was
real
like,
bitch.
I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, y'all got busted, not like I can't. I was fucking up at work. I was like, yo, I can't.
So y'all really be stressing, huh?
Yo, you know how y'all niggas get blue balls? I feel as I don't know, like I have a high tolerance.
It's
so
no, it's
not,
bro.
Bro, any nigga
that said, hold up, big. I need you to really get this joint out. I'ma have blue balls. He was fraud.
But listen, we get blue pussy because when thing. I need to bust a nut, I need to bust a nut. If I'm busting
that. That's a myth.
That's a myth. Well, let me tell you, it's factual for women. We got blue pussy.
Yeah. I'ma have to jump in here, gang.
You talk to us.
That blue ball shit's real.
You have blue balls
Did I?
Pause. Listen.
Because I was, once upon a time, I was a young nigga who was grinding on the pussy. Oh, this
you
was the, right
balls,
before you,
you
get
shaved. you just dry humped your life away.
Yo, and that's where that shit come from.
Yeah.
So you must get blue pussy. When I can't bust a nut, I start crying. I don't cry about nothing in the world, but if I can't
Dickies.
Bust this nut.
You was wearing Dickies. We wear sweatpants now. Yeah, you gotta get shit.
No, actually, it's probably Lee's.
Even worse.
I get Lee G's and shit.
One way I'm getting this up out of me.
Listen, man.
That's got to go.
So,
I ain't going to sleep on, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah. What's the worst decision you ever made trying to get a nut out?
Come back to me about that one.
Wait, what?
The worst decision you ever made. Like, damn, I just wanted this nut, but this was a bad decision.
You know when they do that joint right there? That's just like, oh, shit. Go ahead,
like, you talking about a time? Like, mm-hmm. Tell us about that time. God, I got a hotel room and everything. Like, my original plan had, like, backed out on me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, but I'm going to hit up somebody else. That's always, like, so hype. Like, I thought it was going to be good the way he be hype.
Right.
That shit was trash.
Damn.
I kicked him right out.
Okay.
Kicked him right out.
You guys should pay for this hotel room.
It's the second show.
Right. Yeah, she ain't going for that shit.
What's up, my niggas? They gotta be satisfied. Like, this
I paid for the hotel room.
I already
nigga.
Paid for the room. Like, all you had to do was come up free. You ain't bring nothing.
Exactly.
Damn, you called the wrong nigga.
Who you calling?
The wrong niggas, clearly.
Right.
I already said, she had somebody pull up with a rag and soap and shit. Like, clearly I'm fucking
yo, she's mad about that. Yeah. She's like, she hating like a motherfucker. Like, oh, man. Damn.
I be over here supplying my stuck own on shit. That,
like, damn, bro. Like a rag, like a rag and towels.
Had the whole motherfucking kit. Like,
he was ready.
No, yeah. He drove me to his house though, but he had that shit like in the bathroom waiting for me.
Ready.
Yeah, it
either
was.
Way he ready.
Cause he on chain like
that nigga probably had to change the motherfucking clothes for you and everything.
Right. I mean, like, this is messy.
His boss smelled like Dove, so I know he took the shot before going there.
I don't even want that. I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that go, man. So we're gonna move on to the next topic, right? So what if you in a relationship, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Hypothetically, you in a relationship, and you find out your girl like girls, and you find out that your boyfriend like
boys. I knew this was gonna come up, bruh.
Do you let it slide?
What, if my girl like girls?
Yeah.
And she wanna fuck on them too.
Do whatever. But then, she's like, fuck on them too.
All right.
Aggressive. They be fucking bitches.
We fucking every bitch together if she start liking girls.
But why can't she fuck one by herself?
She can. It's girls.
Is he allowed to fuck bitches by herself?
That's different. He has to fuck niggas because it's the same sex.
Oh, what if he not into that?
Well, then that's not my fault, though.
What if he not into that?
That's not my fault.
He's giving you what you into.
Okay, but that's like...
Y'all not willing to compromise. Mm-mm. That's what that's
like. If I come in a crib, if I come in a crib and see like my bitch fucking another badass bitch, I won't know what to do, bro. Like,
you just gotta,
like, if it was a surprise, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he said, if you're in a relationship, you feel me? So it's like, if I see my girl, like, I just walk in the bed, she just fucking another badass bitch, like, I might just be shocked. Like, me keeping it a bean, I might be stuck for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you gonna sit back and enjoy it. Like, you gotta watch that shit for you.
Yeah.
Guys. I asked this question before to niggas, and they'd be like, some of them was like, they'll leave the bitch. I'm like, your bitch is fucking another bitch. Like, how can you not like be happy about
that? Might be
about
the best
that.
Shit I ever seen. Like, I've really moment of, like, just, you know, them stuck moments.
But then y'all get picky. Y'all pull all these rules to it. Like, the fuck? Let me fuck this bitch in peace.
Who got rules? I don't got no rules. You wanna bring a bitch?
If I walk into it, we definitely fucking that bitch together. It ain't like no.
Okay, so why she came to you and be like, yeah, I just fucked this bitch.
Alright.
Why you ain't FaceTime me? Let me see a little.
And that's damn. Damn. You feel me?
But what if the person she fucking with is not?
Oh, she
not
don't got no pics. She don't got no say so or no nothing like that. She ain't that
shit. That's corny.
She ain't got that much word. You ain't say you could go with my bitch and you got say so. You just fuck her. Like, yeah. You feel me?
She even a whole relationship.
You ain't got no authority now. Like, you tripping. Like,
what'd you call it? Polygamous relationship.
No, I'm selfish as fuck.
Yeah.
When I'm in a relationship and when we have like a commitment, like some Christian Grey type shit.
So you like getting chained up, spanked?
No. I say Christian Grey type agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. But do you like that shit though?
Excuse me?
You like being chained up?
I have not yet got chained up. I'm not gonna say I don't like it. Would I like it? I don't know. I'll possibly try it.
Okay.
I haven't gotten it, but I know I would like it.
Y'all lit.
What y'all doing Saturday?
Just lit.
Y'all playing Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday. Coach Love, shout out to Fame. She was here last week. We're gonna go to that event, man. It's gonna be lit. If y'all wanna come through, put you on the guest list, turn up there. But y'all ever fake an orgasm?
Yep.
Oh, that's so sad. Everyone's just
let me see you do it right now.
No, I can't do it for you. No.
Do not turn that on.
ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise coming soon. You fake orgasm? Let me see you do it. Best fake orgasm. Right now. Look.
What's up with y'all?
I'm going to get y'all a gift from Baked and Fucked, our sponsor.
Is it money?
It might be. Who knows what's in these drones? They give us all kinds of gifts.
It looks like some type of like body butter, one of them.
It might be a sex lube. It's infused. THC. Infused lube.
I'm not fucking at the moment, so that doesn't do anything for me.
I know. You just got to.
That shouldn't like a body butter.
Because you faked it before. Just fake it again.
Damn, y'all really ready for this? Like, I was just clearing my throat because it's really like,
I'm a real nigga. Like, I'm one of them. Like, you about to do something. Huff watching. Like, I'm like, you feel me?
What nah,
you
about to do? I ain't doing
noise at all.
Yeah, you feel me? Like,
yeah, noise.
Nah. I'll do it, she do it.
Nah.
Oh, you'll see. It's not meant to be. But I've done it, so that would, like, if you ask me, I feel like, okay, you need a little encouragement, you need a little motivation. So I'm just
so
like,
y'all have phone sex and all that too, though. Like, y'all have phone sex.
I have phone sex and not completely done anything. Like, I was just like, telling him what I know what he like to hear.
So
and
what would you
like,
say though if you was having the phone sex conversation?
It all depends on what the nigga like.
Tell me, like, recap. Give us a recap.
No, cause that's that nigga that I be thinking about. So
that's the one that you be thinking about when you be fucking other niggas.
Yeah. No, not other niggas. Yeah. He's not trying to be caught up. I ain't not other niggas. Hold up, time out. That's what this shit involves.
That's what you're doing. It's cool. We salute you. Listen,
it's like a FaceTime, like if anything. Yeah. Like you could just show me some shit on FaceTime wherever then.
But that's
I can't
childish.
Possibly do nothing.
Pull up.
Like I did phone sex in high school. Like
no,
what is that?
I'm saying like I can't do neither one. But if anything, I really can't audio. Like you feel what I'm saying? Like I'm just saying now it's FaceTime. Like damn, you could at least.
What do y'all expect niggas to say to y'all?
Yeah, like
what do you want a nigga to say to you during phone sex?
I just like looking at the dick.
Like FaceTime.
But I only done it with one guy before, and that's because it's like miles away. So that's like our. The closest thing we got to we meet.
What's the
each
furthest
other?
you travel for the dick?
Probably like 1 hour 40.
It's not bad.
Was it worth it?
Furthest you travel for the pussy?
J Huff is not going that far.
Real nigga, he like a couple blocks, maybe Jersey. Not even right.
You gotta come to me. I'm not like you feel me.
Wait, but do you have your own crib or something?
Gotta play safe.
You got your
sex
own spot?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Then that's fine. No, because guys be having people come to their spot and it be their mom's spot. Like,
I mean, we could go
you
there.
You never hit that
mom's
spot?
Huh?
You never got hit at mom's spot?
I did, and that's like so disrespectful.
You think so?
Yeah,
yes.
It was like.
My mom kicked my ass when she found out I was having sex in her house. So, of course, I'm
Moms was getting hit at the spot. She was mad you was getting hit.
I mean, it's different for boys.
Okay. Yeah, like, I'm different type boy. Like, my life a little different than me.
Did she catch you?
Well, she didn't catch me in action, but she didn't hear me. She went through the group chat.
Oh,
group
chat.
Shit.
Yeah.
She went through your phone.
She was smart. She went through the group chat.
Dang.
I deleted me
Wait,
and his thread.
Wait, you giving that tape time?
You recorded it?
No, I ain't recording nothing. I was in the group chat, you know, girls, we talk.
Y'all recorded? Y'all like being recorded?
Mom
no.
Dukes? You like gonna go through the group.
She's smart.
That's off topic, but that's I come from that. That's like a fucked up situation to be in. Like when your mom's smart, bro, it's like
yeah, it's over.
Like mama, I got one of them smart ass moms, like finessing wasn't.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Like I could finesse anybody else in the
right.
world, not her. Like yeah. Shit ain't going.
My mom. Still, people afraid of my mom. Cause my homies still come in and take their shoes off.
Yeah,
it's like we 5 years old again. Every time we go back to the crib, like it's still like, bro, we outside.
Like
we not even crowding that joint up in there. Like I'm parked outside.
Yeah,
like
my mom definitely crib, like still. That.
And we definitely can't park in her spot when we pull.
But yeah, white carpet.
Over. It don't matter what carpet.
We had white carpet. My mom was like, take that shit off.
If we was walking on clouds, we had
no, now it was different. Now it was different.
No, she kept that rule. No cat.
All we gotta do is check mommy off now. She cool now. She wanna just go.
That too. Definitely the ultimate hustlers.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to mom.
Check
off. Just go. It's definitely the ultimate hustlers. So you never got hit at mom's crib? Or you got hit at mom's
crib? Mm-hmm. My mom knew the moment I started fucking. She's like, I was going to Cali, and she like, pendeja, tú estás teniendo sexo. I'm like, yeah. I was so bold at that moment, bro. No, she was 2 pieces of shit out me.
Did you answer how far you travel for the day?
No. Well, I'm willing to travel for the boy that I fantasize for. I'll go, like, across, like, the states for him. But the farthest I did
Let's go wherever for that shit.
Oh, no, negative. Probably like 45 minutes.
Oh well, I went to a school before. Like I went to.
College. Yeah, it's a lot of college.
I don't really count that. Like you feel me? That was like some gang shit. We up there, MA up there.
Yeah,
but that's solid.
That's solid.
Like, I ain't sliding the King of Prussia for no, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta pull up. You gotta be careful, man. Sex trafficking, man. You gotta be careful. You never know.
Y'all really think y'all got something to worry about?
Who?
Yeah.
More than us?
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, everybody gotta work. Be careful. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, niggas be getting sex trafficked too and shit. You don't think niggas gonna be caught up in situations?
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I know women do.
Yeah,
it's a lot of these people out there.
Oh, I'm not going to no girl house without my, like, I need my gat to go anywhere. Like, I'm sorry.
So Moneybagg Yo said he don't eat the pussy without, or something within the lines, like, he ate a girl pussy and the strap was next to him. That's the time you won.
That's normal.
You gotta protect yourself.
Let me tell you something.
That was so thorough because it was just like he said it. Like they made it, like they got out there. You feel what I'm saying? But like when you in the streets or like you make music and you in like with shit like that's normal. Like the gap be right there.
Damn, I don't like, my rule is not to fuck with rappers, but I might have to fuck with a rapper, a hood.
You feel me?
A nigga from the project.
It's in the room. It's definitely in it. You feel me? Shit to be under the pillow, under the bed. Hold up. You might hear a little noise. Hold, watch out real quick. Get up real quick. I lift with the joint up. You feel what I'm saying? Damn. Like, you know mean? This might go crazy. But it's just, they said it. And it was like, damn, that's super thorough. Which it is.
No, it's not on.
Oh, you got to turn it on. Don't you got to hit the button?
Give me.
Oh, you don't have to. We got a little game we're going to play real quick.
Okay.
A little trivia game. Little trivia game.
What's this right here?
Up there, that's some cookies from Baked and Fucked. They got infused goods, chocolate chip, oatmeal, all kinds of different stuff, man. They got the crossfades. As you see, you got the sex lube up there. You know what I'm saying? So it's lit, man. You know the vibes.
I don't know. It turned off because we took too long. It's not turning on?
No. Oh, we're about to have a trivia game with the vibrating panties.
And the vibrator not working.
She done used it in the bathroom.
Oh God! No.
And then ran the batteries out.
It was working before we started. I checked.
I knew it was working. You done ran the batteries out. Damn.
I think this one gotta get turned on down here, but
turn it on.
I need to go to the bathroom to turn it on. I can't do it in here.
The table.
Oh my God!
Nobody see you. Watch this. We're going to talk about something while you do that. Watch. So, the motherfucking Sixers. What we going to do with Embiid?
I'm not a Sixers fan.
Who you fucking with?
I'm a Laker fan.
What's up? They going to the chip?
We going to win it.
They going to play the Sixers in the chip?
I'm a little scared, but I mean, I hope we can win.
You got LeBron James. How you going to be scared?
Clippers and Kawhi. No.
Clippers just lost to the Sixers.
That's cool. Regular season don't mean nothing.
Let me see.
You're right. You're right. You like sports?
Nope.
Would you play lingerie football?
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Lingerie football?
Yeah, you never heard of lingerie football?
Yeah, I have.
No.
Yeah. That's a good
one. I don't need my face getting messed up.
Yeah, you wear helmets?
Mm-mm.
That's thorough, because growing up, I never played football. No. Like, I'm a basketball boy. Like, I'm heavily, like, you not tackling me. That shit don't look fun. Like, hard hits, niggas getting, I'm not with none of that shit.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, that's not your thing. I fuck with all sports, man. I did all the wild shit.
I can watch it. I ain't playing no
fucking. It ain't working.
Oh,
well, we gonna have to put her on the casting couch because she didn't use the batteries up.
You used the batteries up. You had it running before I even.
She was in the bathroom using it. But look, before we get out of here, make sure y'all tell everybody y'all Instagrams, man, where they find y'all.
At @J_Huff, @JAY_HUFF. You feel me?
My turn. You can find me at Nani Panani Official, NaniPunaniE Official. If you don't know how to spell official, then you need your GED.
Oh, shit. Damn, how you just gonna come at the whole nigga's intelligence and shit? You out of pocket.
And you can find me at Armani_Exchange. Armani spelled ArmaneE.
I'm just playing with you. Anyway, so definitely, I know I'm hype. Definitely follow everybody, man. Stay tuned. J-Huff gonna have the music popping. Definitely book these ladies for your up-and-coming videos. Anything y'all got going, y'all events. It's always good to have pretty faces in the building. It's your boy, Wild Tuna. This is S&M Podcast on hiphopsins1987.com. Episode 2. It's a wrap. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all.
You already know.
Hey.